As everybody knows, that Kenny University Hospital is under particularly significant pressure at the moment and is very busy. And we're seeing very high levels of attendance in our EDs. Like yesterday, there was 162, and the day before, there was 187 presentations. Therefore, we're asking people to consider all care options before attending the ED. So if your family or yourself are sick, there are a number of healthcare options available, and we'd ask that people plan ahead and know their options. The EDs are always there for you, but the EDs are busy, and those with the less urgent needs will be waiting longer to be seen. Therefore, we're asking people to use our out-of-hour GP services. They're available across the region, and we would ask people to contact the service before attending ED. We'd also ask them to use their local pharmacy, who have expert advice on a wide range of conditions and can assist in providing information and advice, which then means that you may not have to attend the ED. We're also saying to people that do not visit the healthcare setting, if you have any symptoms, you must postpone your visit until at least 48 hours after the symptoms have cleared. We're also asking people to, if they're visiting the hospital, to consider good hand hygiene and to use the hand gel that's available as regularly as possible. We're also making face masks available for use throughout the hospital. Flu is also contributing to our hospital pressures, with a significant increase in the number of people with flu presenting to the hospital and also requiring admission into the hospital. Today, there are 26 people currently occupying beds in the hospital with flu complications. We're also asking people who are eligible to get vaccinated against the flu as quickly as possible. And it's really important that those groups that are eligible to get the flu vaccine do so. And it's free for everyone aged 60 years of age and older, people with underlying medical conditions, healthcare workers, all children aged between 2 and 17, pregnant women at any stage of the pregnancy, carers and household contacts of people at higher risk, residents of nursing home and other long-stay facilities, people with regular close contact with poultry, waterfowl or pigs. Free vaccines are available at participating pharmacies and GP clinics, and we really would ask people to avail of that. For our healthcare workers, there are free vaccines available in staff vaccine clinics, pharmacies and GP clinics. We'd also ask people to check the HSE website because it gives good advice on treating common illnesses at home. The main message we have is to take all the measures necessary to stay safe and take care of yourself and your family.